This recording is for the Unit 7 review notes. Number 1, if the perimeter is 3,098 units, what is the value of x? So if you look at the rectangle, the top is x plus 99, which also means that the bottom is x plus 99. The right side is labeled as 3.5x, so that means that the left side is also 3.5x. When you're finding a perimeter, you're adding up all of the outside edges. So we need to do x plus 99 plus 3.5x plus x plus 99 plus 3.5x. If you combine your like terms, you get 9x plus 198, and then we know that the perimeter is 3,098, so we're going to set that equal to 3,098. If you subtract 198 from both sides, you get 9x equals 2,900, and then if you divide both sides by 9, you get 322.22 units. Answer the following questions using the object pictured to the right. Number 2, you are supposed to find the perimeter. Again, the perimeter is adding up all of the outside edges. So if you start on the left side, you're going to do 15 plus 31. Don't forget to add another 15 on the right side, even though it's not labeled, plus 7 plus 24 plus 5, and your answer is 97 centimeters. Number 3 wants you to find the area. So I split it and found the area of the rectangle, the 15 by 31 rectangle, and then I found the area of the triangle that is 7 by 24. So 15 times 31 is 465, and then for the triangle, I did 7 times 24 divided by 2 and got 84. 465 plus 84 is 549 centimeters squared. Number 4 wants the perimeter of that object to the right. So on that perimeter, again, you're going to add up all of its sides. So if you do 3 plus 12 plus 3 plus 12 plus 3 plus 12 plus 3 plus 12, then you also need to make sure you remember to do the small little side. So if you look in between the 3 and the 12 on all of these, you can see that to get from 3 to 12 you have to go down that little bit or up or to the side. So that length is also 3. So you're going to end up adding 3 4 more times, and you're going to end up with the perimeter being 72 inches. Number 5 is the area. I again drew some lines in there and started with my 12 by 12 square in the middle. So 12 by 12 is 144, and then I saw that I had 4 3 by 3 squares, so I did 3 by 3, 3 times 3, and got 9, and then I multiplied that by 4 because there's 4 of them and got 36. So 144 plus 36 is 180, so my answer is 180 inches squared. Find the area of each figure round to the nearest whole number if necessary. For number 6, I first found the area of that half circle. So I did 6 squared times pi, and then divided by 2, because it's only half a circle, and got 56.55. Then I found the triangle. The triangle has a base of 12 and a height of 4. So 12 times 4 divided by 2 gave me 24, and my answer was 81 feet squared. On number 7, I started with the half circles. Now I looked at that and saw that there's 2 half circles that are the same size. So that really just means I have 1 circle if I put those together. So the radius of the circle is half of that 7 yards it is across. And so I have 3.5 squared times pi, which gave me 38.49. And then the rectangle in the middle is a 9 by 7 rectangle. So 9 times 7 is 63, so my answer is 101 yards squared. If you flip it over to the back, it wants you to name the shape created by the cross section. Number 8 is a rectangle, number 9 is a circle. Find the volume and surface area of the triangular prism to the right. So first, the volume. To find the volume of this, you need to find the area of the base and multiply by the height. So the base is that triangle, so 8 times 6 divided by 2 is 13. 8 times 6 divided by 2 is the area of your triangle, and then you multiply by 13, which is the height of the figure, to get 312 feet cubed. The surface area means we have to find each piece and find the area of it. So there's two triangles, there are two 6x8 triangles. There's an 8x13 rectangle, a 6x13 rectangle, and a 10x13 rectangle. If you add all those areas together, you get 360 feet squared. Number 12, we're supposed to find the volume and round to the nearest whole. So the volume here, you're going to do the area of the base times the height, and then don't forget to divide by 3 because it's a pyramid. So I did 4 times 4 to get 16. I did 16 times 6 and then divided by 3 to get 32 miles cubed. Number 13, we're supposed to find the surface area. So I found the area of the bottom square. 5 times 5 is 25. Then there are 4 triangles that are 5 by 7. So those 4 would give me an area of 70, which gives me a total surface area of 95 centimeters squared. In the figure below, if the figure below is scaled by a factor of 3, what is the volume and surface area of the new figure? The first thing you need to do here is you need to scale everything by a factor of 3. So that means that everything needs to be 3 times bigger. So if I start on the left, instead of 4.5, I'm going to have 13.5. Instead of 5, I'm going to have 15. Instead of 6, I'm going to have 18. Instead of 4.5, I'm going to have 13.5. And instead of 5, I'm going to have 15. So to find the volume, I would do 13.5 times 15 times 18 to get an answer of 3,648 centimeters cubed. To find the surface area, I'm going to have a rectangle that's 13.5 by 18, 15 by 18, and 15 by 13.5. Remember, there's 2 of each of these rectangles, so multiply all those areas by 2 and then add them together to get 1,431 meters squared. Number 16. Ellie is filling a sandbox for her son. The sandbox dimensions are 5 feet by 5 feet by 1 feet. How many cubic feet of sand does she need to buy to fill the sandbox? This is a volume problem. If we're trying to fill something up, we're talking about its volume. So the volume is the area of the base times the height. So the area of the base here is 5 times 5, and the height is 1. So 5 times 5 times 1 is 25 feet cubed.